at 1320 AM, W248DE, Wisconsin Rapids, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. Response from Israel after President Biden said he won't hesitate to pause more weapons shipments depending on next steps in the southern Gaza city of Rafah. Reporter Yotam Kanfino from Herzliya.
Dan Ilus, a lawmaker from Netanyahu's Likud party, said Biden's stance jeopardizes Israel and the entire free world.
Deadly tornado outbreak in the south. Maury County, Tennessee's deputy fire chief Richie Schatz.
Multiple houses have been completely destroyed and just different levels of damage.
Two people were killed in Tennessee, one in North Carolina. Stormy Daniels faces cross-examination at former President Trump's hush money trial days after she detailed an alleged tryst. CBS's Katrina Kaufman from New York.
At one point on Tuesday, Trump's attorney said, "You're making this up as you sit here, right?" She also elicited from Stormy Daniels that she hates Trump and wants him to be held accountable.
CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. President Biden is calling out Donald Trump on jobs and the economy. The president was in Wisconsin yesterday to tout Microsoft's plans for a $3.3 billion AI data center in Racine and to develop job training programs.
My predecessor made promises which he broke more than kept, left a lot of people behind in communities like Racine. On my watch, we make promises and we keep promises.
6 years ago, Trump and Foxconn promised 13,000 jobs in the area. Drivers in Wisconsin now have two new choices for license plates. They raise money and bring attention to suicide prevention and spaying and neutering pets. Fees include a $25 tax-deductible contribution. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. A man in Juneau County may have intentionally set two campers on fire. Deputies responding to the property in the Seda Township found the two campers completely engulfed in flames. The Wisconsin DNR was paged, and Adams Fire Department gave mutual aid. After investigating the cause, it was suspected that the man who lived on the property may have set the fire on purpose. Chad Norton, age 38, was arrested and transported to the Juneau County Jail. Norton is charged with felony arson, among other charges. He was given a $5,000 cash bond on Tuesday, May 7th. Chad Norton will make his initial appearance in court on June 12th. The Riverfront Arts Center is seeking submissions for the 25th annual Visions Fine Art Exhibit. Visions 25 is an open-themed, open-media, juried exhibit with $600 in cash prizes, sponsored in memory of Wilma L. Piffner. Submissions are due May 30th and 31st. And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
Good morning, Wisconsin. Good morning, world. It's a new day. Thanks for kicking it off with us right here at WFHR, locally grown radio. 8:04 on the clock. Got your host, James J. behind the mic. I am joined by our head of production, Mr. Seth Habager.
Good morning, all.
And we are joined by the best listeners in radio. Thanks so much for being with us, everybody. We appreciate the company. It's always it's nicer to do it that way than, you know, by ourselves. It's a little bit more friendly.
Anyone out there?
Yeah, we've tried that. Didn't work. We are going to kick things off with our good friend Brittany Marlowe talking a little bit of Mother Nature. Good morning, Britt.
Good morning. How are you guys?
We're doing good. How are you doing?
Good, good. I have beautiful sunny skies, but I think it's cloudy by you.
Yeah.
It is. Got a little rain on the way in, too.
Yeah, we had a bit of it coming in, and it's gone now. But yes, it is incredibly cloudy out there today. Clouds on top of clouds.
Stacked clouds.
Stacked clouds, yes. What else do we have in store?
Yeah, so we have that low pressure system still swinging into the Ohio Valley. So this is why the further south you are in the state, the more clouds, the more rain chances, all of that. Now, with us being in the central parts of the state, we could see a few sprinkles on and off here earlier today. But by lunch hour, those chances clear out. And in fact, some of the clouds are going to start to clear out tonight, too. So more and more sunshine expected the later on in the day. Or if you just want to come hang out with me in Wausau, so I mean, I'll accept all of you.
Sounds good.
There you go.
Yeah. Bike ride. We'll do something.
yeah, we'll figure it out. Well, yeah. It sounds like a plan. All right, we'll talk to you around, I don't know, noon, something like that. We got some stuff to do around here, but we'll see you in a bit, Brittany.
All right, deal. It'll poor be a little Brittany. Bit cooler.
So. Brittany's freaking out like the whole afternoon. Like, is he going to show up?
I'll be waiting.
You're the best. We appreciate you, Brittany. Have a great morning.
You too. Bye-bye.
Britt will join us tomorrow. Get you ready for the weekend. Looking forward to it. Appreciate the time from her. We got good stuff lined up for you, everybody. Seth and I will get into El Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club in just a little bit. Looking forward to that. That'll be a lot of fun, as always. I love celebrating you guys' birthdays and anniversaries out there. We're also going to get into a couple of other things. The world's most stressful tourist trap. That's going to be an interesting one.
It's the opposite, right, of what you want for a vacation?
Yeah, anyway. You would think. Four bad morning habits. And four good ones.
Okay.
Got those lined up for you as well. And what age do we start feeling aches and pains? That one I want audience participation in. I want to hear from all of y'all on that one.
Do you remember? That's the question.
Yeah, right.
For me, it was like it just appeared all of a sudden. It's like, and I don't even remember when it happened.
Yeah.
Like, wait, where did this come from?
All that coming up for you. We'll kick off the 9 o'clock hour talking about our pet of the week with the Southland County Humane Society. Seth and I will be covering that one. Tim is not able to be with us, but he did send us his pet of the week.
Nice.
We'll get to that and some other notes Tim had for us. We also got some entertainment news I want to touch on. We're going to finally be able to address this. The beef, Drake, Kendrick, I want to get into it a little bit. We'll talk about that. There is an Office spinoff going on that we want to touch on.
Okay.
And an interesting thing a bunch of Swifties did. And I think it speaks on some a larger thing, Seth, that I want to get into a little bit.
Sounds interesting.
All that coming up for you, along with some That Ain't Right stories, good stories of the day, and plenty more to get to. Seth and I are going to touch on our weekend lineup a little bit as well, get into some of that that programming. But I wanted to start right here, a place where we used to go all the time, our National Day of Calendar.
Oh, cool.
There is some fun stuff going on for the National Day of today, and one of them happens to be one of them is mental health awareness for children, for kids.
Oh, okay.
And I think that's an important one. Encourage more and more people to be comfortable with talking about those things. And the way you get comfortable talking about those things is talking about those things. It's repetition.
Yeah.
The more we do it, the better we feel about that.
Exactly.
Everybody's got something. And we got to get over this whole, the younger generations, blah, blah, blah. Younger generation, blah, blah, blah. Like, don't get me wrong. There's things that we could pick on about
every
generation.
Every generation.
But the idea that the younger generation, every time the older generation gets into a certain age and they start picking on the younger generation that they can't do this or they can't do that or whatever.
Right.
How things were better in my day and stuff. First off, number one. We romanticize the past.
100%.
Every single one of us.
We do.
This isn't even me just an opinion. This is fact. This is science. We romanticize things from our past.
Yep.
And we don't know what it is like to be young today.
That's true.
I don't know what it was like to be young in the 1930s.
Nope.
And I don't know what it's like to be young in the 20-aughts.
Yep.
You know? I mean, there's certain
things.
You
really don't,
So you want to talk to me about the 80s and 90s? Let's talk.
Then you know. Of course, you only remember the good stuff.
Yeah, exactly.
And that's what you were talking about before. We always just remember the fun and good stuff, right?
Yeah. I work with and talk to a lot of the younger generations all the time, and they inspire me. They give me hope about a lot of those. I'm more worried about our generation than I am about them. Another part of our National Day of today is one I want to take a little time with. Tear the tags off the mattress day.
Oh, jeez.
Yes, tear the tags off the mattress day. To this, my fellow rebels out there, when you would see that tag on a mattress as a kid and the temptation to pull it off just because it says don't pull it off.
I'm telling you, it's like a red flashing light right there. It's like,
Don't push the red button. Don't push the red button. I want to push the red button. I want to push the red button. Well, I actually think that there's some interesting history to this to those that may not know. I would think like 90-some% of the audience out there, that tag was for me, the consumer, and I was not allowed to tear that tag off. I learned something over the last overnight because I was up all night and I had nothing. I was getting into
might
work.
Might as well learn something, right?
Right, I might as well work, yeah. This is not an event for the timid. So if you crave excitement and like living on the edge, forgo those posted warnings from the government and rip off those tags. Now, do the pillows too while you're at it and everything. But keep in mind, that ain't even for you. Removing a tag is illegal in some states, so keep that in mind. The notification that the removal of mattress tags is punishable by law is not directed to consumers, but to mattress manufacturers.
Ah.
Have you ever wondered what the purpose of that mattress tag is? Well, it's to let consumers know exactly what's inside the mattress, i.e. what it's made of.
Mm-hmm.
They are there to serve the consumer. Mm-hmm. And this is because before the early 20th century, mattresses were made of a lot of different materials ranging right. in quality. A manufacturer may claim that a mattress is made of the finest cotton money can buy, but could just put whatever you want in it.
Yeah, right.
So this tag was put there so that nice. People, you know, would know exactly what was in the gut.
That's a good thing.
When the government required that manufacturers add tags to a mattress ingredients, there were some who weren't using high quality materials and, of course, didn't want consumers to know. So they ripped the tags off before the mattresses hit the retail showrooms.
Ah.
It's for that reason that a required notice was added to every tag stating that it's punishable by law to remove the tag.
Very good. See, I did not know that. That's
I had
very
no idea
cool.
about any of that.
Surprisingly that interesting. Interesting, actually.
it also speaks to something we also need to get better about, I think. And this includes me. All of this always includes me, everybody.
Of course, yes.
I hope that comes across. I am never, ever going to preach to y'all. I'm never going to talk down to you. I am one of you, and I am like you in this regard. It is so quick and so easy to take shots at our government.
Mm-hmm.
And that is our right as Americans. That is our right as with freedom of speech and all of these
That's
things.
Right.
It is just as important that when they do things like this, that we note them.
Yes.
Because they do things like this throughout our whole lifetimes.
Mm-hmm.
And how often do you hear somebody say, hey, did you hear what the government did? That was really cool. You never hear that.
You never hear that.
Yet we, and every political season, what do?
Right.
We end up just half the time we're deciding between the lesser of two evils. Mm-hmm. These things add up, people.
They do.
How many people want to do a job if nobody is saying anything nice about them except right. for their fellow colleagues
right.
and
yeah,
everything?
Exactly. You know, I'm going to take a page out of James' book here, and I'm going to do a sports metaphor for this.
Nice.
Okay? It's like the officials in any sporting event.
Mm.
As when they're doing their job right, no one says anything because they're doing it right. But as soon as they make a mistake, that's when everyone jumps on them.
Yep.
And it's the same thing with the government. You know, we got all these, we have regulations, we have things, and they're there to keep us safe. You know, not all of them are written well and they don't always work. Fair. That's true. But when we see something, you know, crazy, I remember back in the day when there was this big stink about, you know, the government is measuring how fast ketchup flows.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah,
oh,
yeah,
that yeah. wasted money kind of thing. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, sure. Yeah, that's a little silly. But they all think of all the other things that all these things that we need in order to keep our society functioning. It's true, everyone.
Like most things in life, it's gray.
It's very
there's
gray.
Good,
yeah.
There's bad. There's plenty of things that we can point to and say, oh my God, how did you do this? Or why aren't you doing this? And there's
right.
plenty of things where, man, thank God they did that.
Mm-hmm.
We're thankful they did this or
mm-hmm.
something.
It's true.
You can do two things at once. Two things can be true at once.
Mm-hmm.
It's one of those things you have to learn right. as an adult.
Yes. Now, as people in a democracy that vote for, what we should be doing is trying to correct those mistakes.
Right.
Let's get people that we think will be the best to make the right legislation in order to fix these mistakes. That's what we should be doing.
Speaking of sports metaphors and those things, do a hot take at 8:13 in the morning. I genuinely think eventually there aren't going to be any more political parties. I really don't think there will very well be. And I think it's because of the people. I
mm-hmm.
think the American people are getting sick and tired of the divisiveness of the idea of, well, we're not going to, you know, it's a political year, so we're not going to help you. We're not going to help the American people.
Right.
And by you, it should mean the American people. They're talking about Democrats or Republicans.
Right, exactly.
But it should be the American people are the ones that suffer.
Right.
It ain't the people in office.
No.
They ain't suffering like
They're
us.
They're doing fine.
They're doing okay. And it's that's Democrat and Republican.
Mm-hmm.
So eventually, to me, I can't see. Look, we didn't start this. We didn't get this country started because we were hesitant or we were afraid to make changes or do something different.
Big, bold moves,
yeah.
right? Yeah.
We didn't, the idea of doing things just because we've always done it that way or something like that. That's not how America started.
Mm-hmm.
That's not what our country's built on.
That's right.
And we're not built on politicians.
We're not built on parties. We are built on democracy. Mm-hmm. That's what we are built on, and freedom. And these things will never die. I believe that you can't kill an idea.
Mm-mm.
You can't kill something like that. That's one of the beauties of it and everything. Yep. And I think whether it is through ranked choice voting, which I strongly support, mm-hmm. Or it is just us deciding, you know what? I'm out. I'm done with this. Mm-hmm. I am not playing this game anymore.
Right.
If you are a divisive candidate, if you are out there, and I have no idea what you stand for, all I know is that you like to whine and sound like a little baby complaining about the person you're running up against and everything, I'm done. I'm done with that.
Yeah.
I don't care who it is. None of us are dealing. So much of the masses, look at the numbers, look at the stats, look at the surveys. Over 70 to 85% of Americans are sick and tired of the divisiveness. I ain't supporting that.
Right.
I don't think you should either.
Right. Hey, I got a bold idea. Let's talk bold ideas.
Yeah.
And I'm saying this in an industry that actually political advertising is its lifeblood, so I could get in trouble for saying this. Yeah. We should only have like a month of campaigning.
Agreed.
For office. Otherwise, agreed. Nothing.
Yeah.
You have a certain window that you can do your ads, that you can stump around and tell them people what you want, that kind of thing. And that's it. Like right before the election. We have a limit of what you can do. Is that the WBA calling? Oh, no.
So we got to take that. We should probably take that. We'll be right back with the El Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club on the morning show here at WFHR.
Weight isn't just a number. It's a ticking bomb that will one day ruin your health if it hasn't already. Sick and tired of fad diets that don't work? Wasan Weight Loss offers you the real deal, a natural, effective path to weight loss without the hassle of counting calories or endless gym hours. With our proven program, clients are shedding up to a pound a day. Real people, real results. Hear their stories. Witness the transformation.
Hi, I'm Ivor from Marshfield. I lost 130 pounds and over 60 inches. I've got so much more energy than I ever had before, and I also have the confidence to pursue cycling and kayaking and keeping up with my grandkids.
Wausau Weight Loss offers a groundbreaking approach with no gimmicks or temporary fixes, just sustainable, healthy weight loss. Don't wait. Diffuse that ticking health bomb with Wausau Weight Loss and lose as much as 30 pounds in a month. Visit wausauweightloss.com or call now for your free, no-obligation consultation at 715-502-4748. 715-502-4748. That's 715-502-4748.
Covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matinair on Air with Jane Matinair. Weekdays 10 till noon on locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR.
Quality Plus Printing brings you Wham! Incorporated. Empower your game with custom apparel and bring out the hero in you. Whenever you need team gear, have special events, and more, Wham! Incorporated is there with super speed, located on 8th Street in Wisconsin Rapids, saving the day one order at a time.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time as we celebrate nurses, the people that take care of us. It's National Nurses Week. Tune in. We'll join you then.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to around 58 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the northeast at 5 to 15. Tonight, clear. We'll drop to 32 for a low. Tomorrow, sunshine with an isolated afternoon thunderstorm possible. Our high tomorrow, 65. By Saturday, partly cloudy, 67. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 51.
Tonight is my birthday. Tonight is my birthday.
Does seem like a good excuse.
Yeah, it does.
Why did you party so hard last? It's my birthday.
It's my birthday.
Welcome to the El Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club, everybody. It's one of our favorite parts of the day. We get to celebrate you mm-hmm. and talk about our great friends over at El Cafe. Go visit them right now at 221 Market Avenue in beautiful Port Edwards. Wish them a great day from all of us at WFHR.
Indeed.
Got some good stuff going on over there this Thursday. Some specials. They have a Greek scrambler and a Reuben melt.
Ooh.
They're open 7 to 2. Go ahead and check them out over there at 221. Wish them a good day from us, everybody.
Yes.
Get us those birthdays and anniversaries. We love celebrating with you. Get them to info@WFHR.com, james.mailoff@civicmedia.us. You mm-hmm. can reach any of our staff like that.
Yep.
Go ahead and direct message us on our Facebook pages. We love to hear from you from there.
Yes, indeed.
And you can call up.
424-2600 is the number to call, or go to the Civic Media app. Download it. One touch dialing, everybody.
Go ahead and do that right now.
Do it right now.
We'll wait.
Yep.
Did you see that Twins reliever?
Yeah, that was
it's pretty cool,
his
man.
His entrance really
That's
cool.
Really, yeah. really cool. So, yeah, yeah. Okay, all right, we can get going. We need a 1 through 3. Seth, can you give me a 1 or a 3?
1.
All right, gives us our qualifier. We can get right into the celebrating. And first up, we want to wish a happy birthday to Shonda Marie.
Shonda, happy birthday.
Enjoy your day, Shonda. Hope it's a good one
yeah.
for you.
Mm-hmm.
We also wish a happy birthday to Gary Williams.
Gary, happy birthday.
Enjoy your day, Gary. Mm-hmm. We wish you the best of days. And our qualifier today celebrating a birthday, Alisa May.
Lisa, happy birthday.
We wish you the best of days. Enjoy.
Yes.
I hope it's a good one for
or
you.
Or Alisa, sorry. Not Lisa, Alisa.
Yeah.
I'm sure you get that right.
Wish you a good day.
Yes.
Both of you. Enjoy your day.
They're twins. No.
And it's a Thursday. I say celebrate all into the weekend.
Yeah. Just start now and never stop.
Let's take a look at our celebrity list here, and it is thin.
Okay.
But hey, speaking of baseball, kicks off with Prince Fielder is 40 today.
Wow, he's only 40.
Hmm.
Wow, I know he retired early, but man,
yeah.
that's crazy.
Former Brewers and Rangers slugger who career ended, unfortunately, way too early with a neck injury back in 2016. It doesn't feel like it was that long ago, but
it
I guess.
It really doesn't. Wow.
He and his dad, Cecil, are the only father-son combination to each hit 50 home runs in a season. They each hit about 319 in their careers. And it's such a short career, Fielder. And you know, I know that towards the end of that, it got a little dicey and everything with him, with the especially when he started going vegan and some of those things.
Right.
But he was so much fun in this state.
Yes,
that was
when
a
he was
fun
a Brewer.
Baller.
He was awesome. Yeah,
it was fun having him in state. It was a fun player.
There was this great ad they used to have on when he was playing that he hits a baseball like out of the stadium and it flies around the world. To which he says, guess I got all of that one.
Yeah, it was awesome.
I love that.
That was a good ad. Yeah. One of my favorite actresses, Rosario Dawson, is 45 today. She is in Rent. That's all I have to say is Rent.
Yep.
Men in Black 2, Sin City, Grindhouse. She is Ahsoka in The Mandalorian and The Book of Boba Fett and her own show.
Yes.
She's so good at that, too. She really blew me away.
That is
with
one
that.
Of the greatest fan casting coups of all time. Forever. When I mean, as soon as that, because it was an animated character on the Clone Wars, Ahsoka. Yeah. But then when the rumblings were like, oh, we're going to make a live action, everyone, and I mean everyone, was like, it has to be Rosario Dawson. And it worked. It's so cool. I love it when that works out.
It doesn't happen enough.
No,
you know,
it doesn't
happen enough.
Okay. Means you're listening to the fans.
Yes.
I mean, that's really cool.
If it works, go with it. If John Krasinski makes a great doc, you know, fantastic, go with it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I love seeing those things.
Mm-hmm.
And yes, nobody was ever hurt from listening to fans.
No.
I'm not saying you got to do exactly what they
say,
but listening to fans has never hurt anybody.
Yeah.
Certainly works pretty good for us.
Yeah, it's true.
Andrew WK is 45.
Wow.
He is partying all the time still. Especially at his birthday. He made a lot out of that.
He sure did.
Yeah, I mean, I think he had like one other sort of semi-hit, but one or two songs, and he's still pretty like out there. And stuff,
he's still doing
and,
stuff.
Yeah.
Good on him.
Dave Gahan is 62. Yes.
Whoa.
Dave Gahan, Depeche Mode's lead singer, songwriter, People Are People, Enjoy the Silence, Policy of Truth, Personal Jesus. I believe that the line in, what song is it? I'm Taking a Ride with My Best Friend. I think he's talking about Eeyore from the Winnie the Pooh. You can't prove me otherwise. I will die on this hill.
That's okay.
If you listen to one song of Depeche Mode, you get that joke, I feel
the,
like.
The vibe is there, man.
Yeah. To many of my friends out there, the Cure, Depeche Mode, that music, man. Yeah. As much as I was listening to the like Public Enemy or Nirvana or any of that, I was listening to that music too.
Hey, man. Yeah, we have our guilty pleasures, you know.
Yeah. Dave has cheated death many different times and clapped 4 different times. He survived a heart attack in 93, failed attempts in 95 and 96,
jeez.
And had a malignant bladder tumor.
Oh, a malignant, yeah.
Malignant, thank you, in 2009.
Wowza.
Yeah, been through the ringer. John Corbett is 63. Aiden on Sex and the City. Chris, the disc jockey on Northern Exposure. He was in my Big Fat Greek Wedding as well and all that. Him as the disc jockey on Northern Exposure. I never had any any inkling, any dreams of being in radio. I was just one of those kids that had a dual tape deck and like to act like I was on radio.
Right, right.
But I was always drawn to WKRP in Cincinnati or, you know, like in Northern Exposure when they had the DJ. Certainly when Frasier came around, I even watched that. I've always just been attracted to those things. I still think WKRP was the closest we ever got to anybody doing it right, though.
With the you know, caveat of exaggeration for comedy effect. But yeah, I think you're right. That was really close to how radio was back at that time.
It used to, and I haven't watched it in a decade or so, right. But it used to tick me off on Frasier. Like the way that they just didn't do it right, you know, and I didn't.
No, it was
like
a little weird, but that wasn't the focus of the show either.
No,
so.
No, and they didn't spend hardly any time in the studios and everything. You knew some of the characters from the station, but not really, you know. Let's see here. Tom Peterson is 74. Happy birthday, Tom. Cheap Trick bassist and founder of Rock Your Speech, a project that helps autistic kids learn to communicate through music.
Cheap Trick, they're awesome.
Yeah, yeah,
they're awesome.
They're ours too. The Midwest
Zone. That's right.
Yep. There are not going to be many bigger names than you're going to hear this week. Billy Joel is 75.
Wow.
I don't even have to begin to name the hits, and we would be here all morning.
I have to apologize to Billy Joel. I believe on the last Seth Face of the Music, I said he was in his 80s. Sorry, Billy Joel. You're only 75.
75.
I'm sorry. I'm not trying to make you too old, man.
75 and still selling out Madison Square Garden.
Like, he lives there, doesn't he?
Yeah, pretty much.
He has to move when they do a basketball game, but other than that, you know.
Imagine you're a New Yorker, and you get the opportunity to do a recurring gig at Madison Square Garden. That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
And then one day, they don't tell you they're going to do this, and they put in the rafters with the championships and everything, Billy Joel record and all this.
Yeah,
I mean, I can't even begin. Ooh, that poor bird. We just had a bird fly into our window.
Oh, no. Sorry, bird.
Yeah. We got to get those things. If you haven't heard of these, everybody, for your windows, there are these little crystal things you can put in there, and they don't bother you, they don't mess with you at all, but they reflect, so birds know, oh, that's a window.
That's a window. Oh, I had never heard of that before.
They're like, they're cheap, too.
Okay.
I gotta get some of those.
Well, let's try that.
Billy Joel's career is not only amazing, not only incredible, it's still going.
It is.
That's incredible, man.
The amount of energy, I'm telling you. And these concerts are not short.
Yeah.
They're long.
Yeah, yeah.
Man.
Incredible songwriter.
Mm-hmm.
Very good songwriter.
Yep.
I would say Allentown is my favorite song of his.
Great tune.
I love a good story, and I like the way he says it, sings it and everything. He's got a number of songs that
I love. Yeah.
But he has a song on one of his later albums called Lullaby.
Mm-hmm.
And it's one of the most beautiful songs I've ever heard. I cannot listen to it without thinking of my children and just getting like, like it hits you. It hits you.
Very pretty.
Beautiful song. Mm-hmm. Great songwriter. Happy 75th Piano Man. Calvin Murphy is 76, NBA Hall of Famer.
Okay.
The great, the wonderful Candace Bergen is 78.
Wow.
Murphy Brown.
Man, she had such an interesting career.
Yeah.
She had a fascinating career. Man, Murphy Brown, when it was at its height, was like one of the most popular shows on television.
Yeah. It was, in some of those episodes were must-watch TV.
Mm-hmm.
And that being said, as legendary as that show and her she was and some of the actors on it, they had a really good cast on
that
show. They
did. It was an excellent cast.
I don't think there was a weak link on that show. Mm-hmm. I loved the cameos with her secretary.
Yes.
I love that runny bit. It's one of my favorite runny bits in TV history. It was such a great idea. She's so hard to work with and so demanding.
Yep.
They keep changing the secretary almost every episode, so you get like a Paul Rubens and people like that in there. And stuff.
That was a classic gimmick. I love that. By the way, she was also the daughter of the great Edgar Bergen, the ventriloquist Charlie McCarthy.
And it should be mentioned, one of the early SNL stars. Like, I know she wasn't a recurring cast member, but she was on a bit and hosting and stuff. And one of the few people that was brave enough to do it in the early days. And her sketches with Dan Aykroyd. Yeah, I got a bag of glass. It's a new toy for kids. It's a bag of glass. It's a bag. It's got glass in it. There you go, kids. Like, those bits that she would do, playing the straight man in those bits.
Yeah, like the interviewer, yeah.
Ooh, fantastic. She was so good. God, it was some of my favorite stuff as a little kid. And some of my favorite stuff as a little kid was brought to me by this man, James L. Brooks, 84 years young, for one of the three developers of The Simpsons.
That's true.
Mr. Brooks would also like me to mention that he's the co-creator of The Mary Tyler Moore Show and Taxi.
Yeah,
James L. Brooks,
he's also directed a couple of very, very good movies. Broadcast News, he directed. I believe As Good As It Gets back in the 90s. He was the director of that one, too. So he had... He could do it all. TV, movies, forget it. He was great.
I liked As Good As It Gets because I really liked Jack, and I liked his performance mm-hmm. in that. But Broadcast News is, to me, still the best you'll ever see about TV news.
Mm-hmm.
It's still to this day. I think they came out in the mid-80s or whatever. And it's
yeah,
still,
it was in the early 80s, I believe.
I still haven't seen anything that touches on TV. There was a TV show that did a nice job of it. I can't think of, but Jeff Daniels was in.
Newsnight or whatever that was.
That was pretty good.
That was like just recently. So yeah.
Mm-hmm. And that one did something different where they were kind of like doing stories that happened already. Mm-hmm. And they were kind of giving you almost like an artistic interpretation of what it was like
exactly,
in the newsroom kind mm-hmm. of thing. But Broadcast News, there's still been nothing done mm-hmm. better than it. And a fun movie, good movie. The People No Longer With Us, the great, the legend Albert Finney, born on this day in 1936. He was a 5-time Oscar nominee.
Wow.
Julia Roberts' boss and Aaron Brockovich. Mm-hmm. He was in the Bourne Ultimatum, Skyfall, Before the Devil Knows You're Dead.
You've seen him.
Murder on the Orient Express is one of his greatest roles.
Back in the 70s version.
74,
yes.
Something like that.
That is an awesome... You know, I really enjoy the Kenneth Branagh ones they're doing now.
Yeah.
But that one is so good. The cast is amazing on the 70s version.
Anytime you see Kenneth Branagh's name attached to something, you can count on it. Mm-hmm. I believe that. One of the 5 greatest creatives in the world. Not just actors mm-hmm. or directors, creatives.
Yep.
The top 10, maybe, at least. that is a little much. 5.
Yeah.
But Albert Finney, his work in Murder on the Orient Express, those movies still holds up.
Yep.
And Big Fish. Gotta mention Big Fish. His performance in Big Fish, that's one of those weird movies. People either seem to hate that movie or love that movie. I'm in the love category. I love a fun movie. I love a fun, heartfelt movie.
Whimsical movie.
Yeah, and Ewan McGregor's performance in it, Billy Kudrup's performance in it, Albert Finney in it. I just, boom, 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 just such great performances. There's a scene where Ewan McGregor's talking about the world, everything standing still when you see the one you love and everything, and he's pushing popcorn out of it. It's so magically done. It's so well done. Albert Finney as a narrator is perfect. It's a great movie.
Albert Finney's one of those actors who everyone has a different favorite performance because he was so good and he was so versatile and in so many darn movies.
He was
in a lot of movies.
So that man worked. Mike Wallace, born on this day in 1918, passed away in 2012. 60 Minutes legend. So many great stories. So much great reporting over the years.
I have a sort of Mike Wallace story. Mm. I was when the Duluth Superior Dukes were a team in the 90s in Duluth. They had the distinction of having the very first woman pitcher in professional baseball, Isla Borders. Mm. My dad and I got to go to a game that she pitched. And it happened to be the game that 60 Minutes was doing a story on her.
Wow.
And so we're sitting there at the stadium is packed. She's pitching. It was really cool to see it. She got shelled. But other than that, so we're sitting there and I look over, standing on the entrance where you get up to the field and leaning up against is Mike Wallace.
Wow.
Watching the game.
Wow.
And people were coming up and asking him to sign baseball. I thought that was kind of weird.
Yeah, like, that is a little
not
weird.
A baseball player. Have him sign like a program or something, not a baseball. Mike Wallace?
Hey, give me, where's a microphone? Wait, did anybody got a microphone for Mike Wallace to sign? That is pretty cool.
But that's my Mike Wallace story,
I always thought he was a great reporter, great reporter. And one final one for you, J.M. Barrie. Born in the state in 1860, passed away in 1937. He is the man who wrote Peter Pan.
Yep.
Gets full credit for anyone named Wendy as well.
Really?
Yep. Before he called one of his Peter Pan characters Wendy, no one was giving their daughter that name.
Look
in history,
that?
Look at the timeline. There's no Wendy's. And then after Peter Pan, bunch of Wendy's, including a whole restaurant.
I was going to say, they make great chili. So, awesome, though.
Shakespeare's got one or two of these, too, where there's one thing like, hey, I created Peter Pan. That's a pretty good legacy. But I don't know. There's something about like a name. You created a name that became
more
that
or less
kind of popular.
Yeah.
Like that is something right
that
there.
That is cool.
We encourage you to celebrate with our friends over at El Cafe. They're open right now, 221 Market Avenue, beautiful Port Edwards. Get on over there. Wish them a great day from all of us here at WFHR.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin's U.S. House Republicans say they're tired of fighting with other members of their own party. All five GOP representatives from Wisconsin voted against removing Mike Johnson as Speaker Wednesday. The Republicans' right wing wanted Johnson out over recent bills approving government spending and aid to Ukraine. Former Wisconsin Congressman and U.S. House Speaker Paul Ryan says Donald Trump has nowhere to go but down, but that President Biden needs to work his way up.
Trump can't win, but Biden can lose, meaning Trump's polling at his peak pretty much in all the swing states. He's basically polling at the best he has, at the best he can get, and Biden's underperforming everywhere.
Ryan handicapping the presidential race at the Milken Global Institute conference this week. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. May is Mental Health Awareness Month. Kristen Anderson has devoted her life to helping people and spreading awareness for suicide prevention.
One of the things I tell people is to reach out for help and to keep reaching out for help until you get all of the help that you need, and find the words to identify your feelings, whether it's, you know, that you feel empty, you feel broken, you feel lost, you feel like you don't have a purpose.
Anderson lost her legs when she tried to commit suicide by laying across the train tracks when she was just 17 years old. Now she is the founder of Reaching You Ministries. She helps individuals struggling with depression, self-harm, and suicidal thoughts. The Peter Peterson Memorial Kite Fly is in Pittsville this weekend. It'll be at Strawberry Lane Spring Creek Subdivision on Saturday, May 11th from 10 to 3. You can join them and go fly a kite just for fun. And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
A Bucks player under investigation. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Bucks guard Pat Beverly being investigated by the Indianapolis Police Department for throwing a basketball into the crowd at a fan heckling him. It actually missed, hitting another woman in the head. When the ball was tossed back to Beverly, a video shows he threw it again at her. Beverly already apologizing for being rude to an ESPN reporter after the Bucks' season-ending loss to the Pacers that night. Baseball. The Brewers host the Cardinals tonight in Milwaukee. Christian Yelich back at the DH spot after being out since April 13th with a lower back issue.
It's nice to be back out there and be able to help contribute instead of just having to sit on the sidelines and watch. You know, it just still sucks sitting there just watching, especially you know, when you feel like you can have an impact in certain spots. Just having to sit there is no fun, so it's nice to be back out there.
Yelich 0-for-5 in Kansas City. The Crew losing to the Royals 6-4 with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
The road construction season is underway, and you've probably noticed orange cones and barrels are back too. The world's leading manufacturer of these safety products is Lakeside Plastics. The family-owned business is based in Oshkosh, Wisconsin. Do you know why the cones were originally created more than 75 years ago? As a safety marker to keep drivers away from newly painted lines on the road, as an object for drivers to weave around, to mark the tops of houses for small airplane pilots. The answer's coming up.
Message that we can get out. We need to have a safe work zone.
Safety is number one for Eric Gwitt. He's the I-41 project supervisor for the work between Deep Here and Appleton, where you'll be seeing a lot of those orange cones. Did you guess why the cones were originally created? To keep drivers away from wet paint lines on the road. Now, cones like those made at Lakeside Plastics in Oshkosh warn about any kinds of hazards ahead. That is one safe slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
What does cheese, beer, and you have to do with local radio?
I know. It's Todd Alba and the Trick V. Olsen's What Makes Wisconsin Great Tour.
To get out of your own little silo and just listen to folks, you find out Wisconsin is pretty darn great already.
It's great to be from Wisconsin, Todd. It's just such a fantastic place.
Miss them in your town, more visits, and your chance to connect coming up.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and the app.
Hear that? That's the sound of your life. Perfectly imperfect. Beating in rhythm to the world you've created. But every time you drive after drinking, the music gets drowned out. Your life sounds pretty great. Don't let a buzz ruin it. Buzz driving is drunk driving. Don't drive buzzed. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to around 58 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the northeast at 5 to 15. Tonight clear. We'll drop to 32 for a low. Tomorrow sunshine with an isolated afternoon thunderstorm possible. Our high tomorrow 65 by Saturday. Partly cloudy. 67. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 51.
Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Seth and James, welcome him in. Welcome into our house. I don't know. Still holds up to me.
It's a fun song.
I think it's still a good song.
It's a good wake-up song.
I still think it's a good song. Yep. It's a fun song. We are going to get into some other good habits right now. Studies have found waking up to the radio is a really good thing.
All right.
Yeah.
Woo.
And then we got some bad things, too. If you woke up on the wrong side of bed this morning, you might just have one of more of these bad morning habits.
Mm.
Here are four ways you shouldn't start your day, according to experts. And then we have four good morning habits
okay.
for you. Now, here, I'll let you guys all in on a little life hack.
Okay.
And we got to keep this between ourselves, though, okay? Because I don't want everybody doing this.
That's okay.
All right? You want to avoid waking up on the wrong side of the bed? Don't go to sleep. I've been doing it for years. Yeah.
I kind of figured that's where this was going.
I don't wake up on the wrong side of the bed. Don't have to worry about it.
The views of Mr. Maloff are not.
Just please play the disclaimer
on that one.
We probably should have one.
Are not
of those.
Supported by Civic Media.
No. Get that on the hotkeys over here. A disclaimer. The views of James Maloff.
Yeah.
Actually, we'll just do James Maloff in case my father ever joins us. Because I guarantee you, if my father's ever on
the air,
something's going to happen.
Oh, okay. All right.
I'm the tape version of him. I'm the poor man's version of my dad. So here are four ways you shouldn't start your day, according to experts. Don't wake up to an alarm. It causes immediate anxiety, so try something more soothing. Studies have found waking up to the radio is much better.
Yes, radio for the win. Yep. Oh, yeah.
Nice. And in all honesty, it sounds very biased coming from mm-hmm. us, but we're not telling you have to turn on to us. You know,
that's true.
Radio is radio, and if you're turning it on, it is a much easier way to start your day. This is something that I'm trying to incorporate.
Okay.
Because I've always been an alarm guy,
mm-hmm.
and I'm the person that usually wakes up before my alarm,
mm-hmm.
but even then, it's still, it's still a rough way.
Well, you know, it's coming, too. That's the other thing. So that's you get all anxious about it ringing, you know, that kind of thing. So
if you were writing a story, how would you start the day? You know, mm-hmm. I mean, it's your story. Write it.
Yeah.
You know? Don't immediately try to problem solve. Oh, this is a bad one for me.
Uh-huh.
The groggy feeling is called sleep inertia. And typically lasts about 15 minutes to an hour. So let yourself ease into your day before you start trying to solve anything. There's the joke, don't talk to me before I've had my coffee.
Right.
But that really is kind of, that does come from some true intent of don't talk to yourself really
right.
before.
Get yourself going. Let yourself wake up. Your body has just been in like an inert state for like several hours. Give yourself a chance.
You will have 23 hours left in the day to get to that stuff. You will have plenty of time. Don't dive straight into emails. Reaching for your phone to read news is one thing, but you shouldn't be checking your inbox as soon as you wake up.
Mm.
Again, it immediately causes stress, and you're not ready to problem solve yet. Your brain is not woken up.
Nope.
Don't focus on what went wrong yesterday. Try your best to start fresh.
Yeah.
It's okay to look back and reflect at some point, just not the first thing.
Because that's like a great way to start off the day on the wrong foot.
Yeah.
I mean, it really is just thinking about all the bad stuff.
It's not really giving yourself the greatest first step.
Yeah, exactly.
Now, here are some four good ones. So
okay.
I don't know. I want to hear from the audience what you guys think of those four ways you shouldn't start your day. 424-2600.
Mm-hmm. This all make good sense to me. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I really like the alarm one. I like that. I got to try to start doing that.
And look at what we got now with phones. A lot of people use their phones as alarms. You can set it to any radio station you want.
Yeah.
And it'll go off when that. So, yeah. I mean, you should be listening to WFHR, but, you know.
I mean, I don't know why you would listen to any other radio station.
Right. I mean,
it seems very counterproductive. But if you want to, I suppose, there's a lot of other stations. Like the Civic Media app will show you.
That's right.
I did want to look at something really quick. And, yeah.
Oh, okay.
So, our app has a lot of cool features to it. But one of them is the Open Sleep Timer.
Yes.
Which works pretty well for this, or if you're looking for that, you go to sleep to music or radio or something, but you don't want to
auto turn
all
off.
Night.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
That's good.
Check that out, everybody. Mm-hmm. And here are four good habits you might want to start incorporating into your morning, like listening to WFHR. No, focus on what you want to achieve and make a list. It's a good way to organize your day and your thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
Start with some deep breathing. Meditation is great, but even just stopping to take a few breaths can calm your mind and set you up for a good day.
Yes.
We shout out Jackie Carantini. This is something she popularized at the station here with us where, you know, three-second rule. I do a four-second rule because it's easier for me to remember, but, you know, got anxiety, got stress, beginning of the day, middle of the day, whenever. Breathe in for 3 seconds. Breathe out for three.
Mm-hmm. It's amazing. How
it really
something
is.
Simple as that can help.
Now,
it won't take all your problems away, but it'll give you a chance just to stop for a minute.
Yeah, yeah. And I wouldn't have believed it until I actually started to do it and incorporate
it's pretty
remarkable. It really does help. Look at something that makes you smile. Think about hanging something in your bedroom that sparks joy, like a picture from a fun vacation or just a piece of art you really love. Visual reminders like that can put you in a good mood.
Oh, cool.
It's not something that you have to read. You have to dissect. You look and boom, immediately good feeling.
Mm-hmm.
There's a painting that I have, Homesickness, from Jean Marat. Marat. And it's just, there's something about it. It's just this guy looking out over a bridge with a lion right next to him. And I don't know what it is about the painting, but it eases me.
That's kind of cool.
It makes me feel very in tune.
Mm.
I don't know why.
That's great, though.
It has for a long time, and it's one of the first things I see. I got my kids, pictures of them right there. And
pictures of kids, especially when they're little. That's awesome.
I defy you not to smile looking at your kids first thing in the morning.
Yes,
I mean, it's hard not to.
Especially not the ages they are now.
Yeah. Right. And get moving. It doesn't have to be a full workout. Just some light stretching can help you get started on the day on the right foot, and it feels good.
Yeah, it does.
Stretching is a good you don't think of stretching as a workout. It kind of is, and certainly can be for many.
Moves your muscles.
Yeah.
Get your muscles ready to go,
And chances are, in the day, you're probably going to be moving those muscles.
You probably are.
You're going to be really thankful by the end of the day you did that stretching at the beginning of the day.
As we get to the next topic of aches and pains. I mean,
yes, and that is coming right up on the morning show here at WFHR.
Are you and your family weather ready? I'm Terry Barr, producer of the Slice of Wisconsin series. Wisconsin weather is ever-changing, and all of us with Civic Media believe awareness can make a difference. Our weather-ready stories will offer the information you need. Here's meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
The weather impacts everything, and the history of windmills includes using the weather, in this case, the wind, to help mill grain and pump water. The modern windmills that you see across Wisconsin today are often called wind turbines. These still use the wind, but now it's to produce electricity. And a new study shows that turbines can also lower the daytime temperature while keeping it warmer at night. The moving air protects crops from frost. It's a weather-ready fact. And Saturday, May 11th, is National Windmill Day. If you really want to celebrate, save June 5th through the 9th. Because it's Windmill Days in Baldwin, Wisconsin, a celebration of Dutch heritage and the windmills in the village. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
Burgers stacked with mushrooms on Wisconsin Swiss cheese, or piled high with smoked brisket, crispy bacon, Wisconsin Gouda, lettuce, tomato, sweet barbecue sauce, and a fried pickle, or simply topped with cheese and fried onions, Monk's Bar and Grill offers classic and gourmet burgers for lunch, dinner, and game day. Whatever you are craving, Monk's has you covered with 7 locations statewide. Monk's Bar and Grill is ready for your next game day visit and is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
The morning show on WFHR. It's delicious.
Peanut butter and jelly should be squidgy.
Oh, I know a lot of people. Yeah.
On good squidgy white bread.
Yeah.
It's the way it's got to be.
My sister felt the same way. It's got to be the middle, especially for her, had to be just a mush.
You guys, as fascinating as this conversation is, one very big thing you just missed there. Melissa just said the word squidgy on the air.
Yeah, she did. Yeah, she did.
I mean, what the what?
Weekdays from 8 to 10 on WFHR. FHR.
Pat Kreitlow.
Friday morning on Up North News Radio. So what if it's not summer yet? We're starting things early by setting sail on a musical yacht rock cruise.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday morning starting at 6.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to around 58 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the northeast at 5 to 15. Tonight, clear. We'll drop to 32 for a low. Tomorrow, sunshine with an isolated afternoon thunderstorm possible. Our high tomorrow, 65. By Saturday, partly cloudy, 67. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 51.
Welcome back to the morning show, everybody. Locally grown radio. God, I used to hate playing this song.
That's probably why I put it in.
Definitely. We are in the heat of the moment right now. Seth and James here with you. And we left the last segment talking a little bit about stretching and how good it can be.
First thing in the morning,
So I was fortunate to grow up with an athlete for a father, and working out was always really big to him, and stretching was always an important thing. Mm-hmm. I wanted to work out, get right to it. No, we got to spend 5-10 minutes stretching first, and one of the things, I'd work on the punching bag for a little while, and then we'd get to it. And as I've gotten older and have less and less time, I still make the time to do some stretching, not nearly as much as I should, but I have to. I feel it throughout the day if I don't. These are things that we learn as we get older, and we just kind of adapt to our bodies and everything. But if you're 36 right now, you might want to hang on tight because you're in for a wild ride. A new poll found the average person starts feeling aches and pains at age 37.
Ooh.
That's when your back starts barking and your knees start to buckle, according to science. 715-424-2600. Feel free to call up and join the conversation. How old were you when you first started noticing?
Or when you
things?
Remember start that. Like I said before, I don't remember, but all of a sudden they were just there. It's like, wait a minute, when did this happen, man?
I just remember one morning, and I don't know how old I was, but I remember one morning bending down to put my shoes on, and that was the last time I bent down to put my shoes on. I've sat down to put them on every day ever since.
Nice of your body to let you know. It's really like kind. I'm done. Doing this no more.
My back tapped me on the shoulder. Was like, hey, I'm about to do some work back here. You are not going to like. So you might want to stop doing it that way.
Or I'm going to get up and leave. I'm just going to leave.
Yeah, I'm just going to be out of here. Yeah. I need a backyada. I wouldn't be surprised if anybody said their teenage years. They started feeling pains and stuff.
I know one good example of when did you start making the grunting sound standing up off a chair.
That's
another one, because I think ties in with this.
Yes.
I think.
Yes. I find myself trying not to make noises when I stand up now. Not trying not.
Just
to
go
do
with it, man. I've got
just to just go with it. I should. Let's find out what's on your mind. Good morning. What's up?
I couldn't resist calling in on this one. it wasn't too bad until probably when I hit 40 is when I started really feeling the aches and pains more. I mean, with the job that I do, climbing in and out of the truck all the time, I mean, as long as I've been doing it, it happened more frequently. And I think that maybe when I did hit 30, it kind of was a little bit more like that.
Mm-hmm.
But boy, when I hit 550, everything went downhill from there. I mean, it's just like... Where did this come from? What?
Wait a minute.
I mean, 50, it's like going to the doctor every other day because, it's just like, come on, really?
Yeah, it's not right. My papa drove semi for 40 plus years, and he would talk about some of that, about getting in and out of the truck, loading the truck, some of that stuff. And for him, a lot of it was the being in that position for so long and the driving. I don't know how the new rigs are or anything, but I know for him, the old ones, you had to be in good shape. You had to be at least in somewhat decent shape because the work that it took to push those the gears down, all that
the
stuff,
clutch, yeah, the clutch, all that all stuff, that yeah.
Mm-hmm. To his dying day, my papa, rock hard calves.
Man, oh, I'll bet.
Strong calves. Was in rough shape, but raw, strong calves. Good calves. But there's pluses and minuses with that job, any job, I imagine. But the aches and pains, it's interesting you say that age range, man, because I would say that's similar for me.
Probably close to me, too, yeah.
Now, I think I went through my 30s. Not really caring as much about my body or any of those things. I didn't work out nearly as much or anything. Just let life take over. It was hitting 40 and starting to feel some of this stuff that made me like, ow, I'm going to start caring about that a little bit more. I should probably do that
and
now.
Maybe it won't hurt so much. Yeah.
Put that on the to-do list. Care about your body. Yeah. And
you climb out of bed in the morning, it's like, where did that pain come from?
Yeah, yeah, that's new, right? Yeah.
There's certain things about getting older that you just couldn't explain to a young person. Waking up and you see on your arm there's a bruise, and like, where did I get that? Where did that bruise
come from?
How did I bruise myself and I didn't even know? How did that happen? That kind of stuff happens too much, way too much.
Yeah, right. And my boys give me a hard time about it all the time. They're like, oh, Dad, you're getting so old. You know, it's like, you can't even get off the couch without grunting, or get out of your chair, or get out of the car. You know, it's like, you know, wait till you get to my age.
I was
going to
say, just wait.
Yeah.
You'll get there. You'll find out all about it. May have your fun. Have your fun now.
We have some exciting stuff coming up in the start the 9 o'clock hour. Everybody, Anna Kendrick is going to be Anna Makes Music is going to be with us. She's going to be performing.
That's
live
right.
And direct.
Oh yeah,
they've got a great show coming up on Mother's Day that we're excited about. She's going to be with us in a moment, and I'm actually going to let Seth go so he can open the door because I didn't open the door. I didn't do that. Kev, thanks so much for calling. Always appreciate talking with you, man. Have a great morning.
All right, you guys have a great day.
You too. Let's hear from you. 715-424-2600. Let us know. Well, you know, when did you start feeling some of those aches and pains and everything? Because there's some other stats here that are kind of interesting. All those aches and pains are slowing us down, too. When we wake up sore, it takes us an average of 7 extra minutes to get ready in the morning. So another good reason to kind of take it easy, to ease into the day while also getting some stretching in when you can. And 28% of Americans said that they deal with some sort of chronic pain on a daily basis. Less than a third said that they've been totally pain-free for the past month. And 22% of us would give up social media to feel fewer aches and pains. 18% would give up cheese. 25% would give up coffee. Now, that's too far. All right, wait a minute. The cheese thing, I get it. But people giving up coffee just to avoid aches and pains, I don't know. Like,
not worth it.
I don't think so.
Not worth it.
I don't think it is. I think I'd take the aches and pains. I know how crazy that sounds, but I think I would. So for you, is there a certain pain that you feel, Seth? Because some of the stats here are saying it's all focusing on the back.
Oh, really? Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Back and knees, I should say.
Well, knees, yeah. I can relate with the knees. Yes, for sure. 100%.
Definitely. So, everybody, we got something really fun and exciting coming up at 9:30 today. We're going to kick off the 9 o'clock hour with our Pet of the Week from Southfield County Humane Society. Got a little bit of entertainment news we'll touch on. And then at 9:30, Anna's going to be with us. And she's joined us a couple of times on the morning show here. She's been on Director's Cut with us. Incredibly talented musician. Mm-hmm. She and her partner got a great show coming up on Mother's Day. We want to celebrate that, let you know about it. We're going to talk with her at 9:30. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Looking forward to it. Thanks for opening the door, Seth.
Yes,
I can't believe I didn't do that. I feel so rude. I feel so rude. My mother is screaming in the back of my head, Jimmy. You know when you're in trouble when your parent says your name and it sounds like a swear word?
Yeah.
Jimmy. Like, I don't think you could say that, Mom.
That's filthy.
This is a good one. Someone created a huge radio flyer wagon that you could actually drive.
Oh, gosh.
And by huge, I mean it's like the size of an SUV. The wagon is fully road legal and has a top speed of 60.
What?
A man named Fred Keller built this unique vehicle using the chassis of a 1976 Mazda pickup truck 14 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, he's no longer with us, but his wife has decided to sell it.
Aww.
It's being auctioned online as part of a Mother's Day classic car auction.
Okay.
And bidding is open through Sunday. Last we checked, and I checked it just this morning, 7,600 people are, that's the last bid on this.
Whoa.
Yeah.
It
comes with an enclosed trailer for travel and an 8-foot handle. It's easily removable for transport. The purchase includes full documentation of the build and the original VIN plate and manual for the truck. I'm just going to show Seth a little look for a look of this, and you can find it online if you'd like, everybody, to put a visual to it.
It looks authentic.
It's pretty cool.
Yeah, it is pretty cool looking.
I never had a radio flyer growing up.
I did. I actually did have one.
My sister and brother did. I didn't have one. I feel like this is a way of like making good on that.
Yeah,
like,
right.
Getting one of these now. That seems pretty cool. Seems like
a good
way to do it. would you... I don't think any of us, well, we work in radio. We can't afford this. Even if we teamed up, I don't think we can afford it.
No.
But if somebody was like, hey, you want this? You want to take this? I'll take care of this insurance.
Okay.
You can have it. Would you take it? Because I like it. It's fun. It has its it, but it has a shelf life. It feels like.
Yeah.
Like it feels like it's cool for a little while, and then like 5-6 years later, like wow, we still got that radio flyer in his driveway. Do it? It's not really. He's never moved that thing. No, he's just sitting there.
No, that sounds like a great idea on paper. Yeah, you know, I don't think I'd want to be stuck with it though.
I would say if you move a lot, I think it'd be pretty cool. You know, we got the new neighbors moving in, and they move in, and the big old radio flyer.
Yeah, right.
Like, hey, these people seem pretty cool.
Yeah, wow. All right. And then when are they going to move that monstrosity out of their yard?
5 or 6 months later, it's like,
well, we're done with this.
You're charging like a quarter to kids sit on it, just trying to make your money back.
I could see that one. There you go. Get your picture with the giant wagon.
We got some great stuff coming up in the 9 o'clock hour. Everybody, we're really excited about. Stick around. Good things on the way for you. Also, our pet of the week. Don't forget about that. Our friends at the South County Humane Society send us a pet of the week or are here with us in studio every Thursday at the 9 o'clock hour for that. We want to send a big, big shout out to Johnson Chrysler Dodge and Jeep dealership sponsoring the hour. Mm-hmm. We appreciate them putting back into the community. Support local, support those that support us and support the community, everybody.
That's right.
We'll take a break. We'll come back with more fun on the morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio.
This is locally grown radio. WFHR.